with Radio On The Go Sports from the Forgy Electric Sports Studio. I'm Joshua Hamlin reporting for this Thursday, July 31st, 2025. The Clarksville softball team had a summer to remember, as they will hang a banner for their second ever Class 1A state championship and ninth straight Iowa Star North Conference crown. The Indians, with a wagon load of thrilling moments, battled through the state field with wins over Newman Catholic, St. Edmund, and Wayne to bring home the title. Head coach Katie Berman on rally messages to the team that fueled them to a championship.
We kind of had a list of things we said before every game, and I think just keeping that fresh in their minds really led them to that state championship. We talked about we love each other, have fun, but then also having the mindset that nobody beats us, expect it. And finally, when we were about to play that state championship game, we could finally say, all season long, we should be expecting to be state champs. So that was kind of cool to have our motto end that way.
The Indians went 16-0 in Iowa Star Conference play, with notable wins over Iowa Star South front runners Collins Maxwell and BCLUW, a two-game sweep over regional final qualifier Don Bosco, and a three-game sweep over previously ranked Riceville. Clarksville met the Wildcats in a regional final, which the Indians run-ruled to punch their ticket to state. Berman on what a conference title means and the level of competition this season.
That was huge for us. It's our ninth year of being Iowa Star North champions, but only our second year of winning both sides, if they count that. But that was huge for us. And, you know, there's some good competition. Few teams were ranked at some point in our conference. I know at least two other teams made it to regional finals. So to play that well in conference means a lot, and hopefully we can keep that going.
Clarksville graduates three seniors, including Jenny Johnson, and all-tournament team honorees Claire Lodge and Emily Manwarren. The Indians are projected to return 17 players next season. Clarksville concluded its championship season at 31-4. The Grundy Center baseball team recently concluded a historically strong season. Their 23-4 record was the best in the Bound era, which dates to 2008. While the team finished one win shy of its goal of a state tournament appearance, head coach Pat Brown Jr. shares his big picture perspective on the program.
There were years that this program wasn't even like in the contention for anything, you know. And the kids have bought into the program. They bought into the system. They're doing it the right way. We're doing it the right way. And the challenge is with these, what I believe with baseball is the challenge isn't how good your players are. The challenge is managing your players and managing your players' time, respecting their time, and having them buy into the fact that when it's time to go, it's time to go. I'm going to give you a little bit, but you're going to take a little bit, whatever. But baseball's tough. You know, we're competing against basketball, football, everything. And then in the spring, we're competing, you know, and our kids do it. And they come out and they do it at a high level.
For their strong performances, four players earned all-district honors from the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association. Pitcher Judd Jarofsky and third baseman Riker Thorin were 2A Central District first-team selections. Catcher Pete Lebo and second baseman Brody Zinkula were second-team selections. They finished 12-0 in the NICL West to earn the outright league title. Recent AGWSR graduate Trevin Smith will soon begin her college volleyball career at Southwest Minnesota State University, a D2 school in the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Conference. In volleyball, Smith was a four-year letter winner, three-time all-conference first-team honoree, three-time all-district honoree, and was named the 2024 NICL West Co-Player of the Year. A four-year starter at Setter, Smith helped lead the team to a state tournament run and semifinal appearance in 2022. She reflects on her high school volleyball career, where she was coached by her mom, head coach Jill Smith.
There's definitely a lot of fond memories of my time as a Cougar playing volleyball here. Obviously, you know, I love volleyball, so volleyball season, especially with my school teammates, always held a special place in my heart, and getting to have my mom there too was always a lot of fun. Obviously, you know, I had a lot of goals going into volleyball and I had really high expectations. Some of those goals I didn't accomplish, but you know, there's a lot to be proud of still, and I wouldn't trade that time with my teammates for anything. I learned so much throughout those 4 years. And yeah, it's just been a lot of fun. I was really blessed with great teammates that supported me and wanted the same things that I wanted. And yeah, like I said, we never really finished where we wanted to, but there's definitely lots to be proud of and how much my teammates have grown and how much I grew over the 4 years.
Smith was also a standout in basketball, track and field, and softball throughout her time at AGWSR.
I'm super competitive. I love to win, and so I want to be a part of a winning team. My goals have always been, you know, to win a state championship, and moving forward, we want to win an NCAA championship, and that's something they talk about. You know, they always say, we're not just going to play. We have a goal in mind, and they want to win a championship, and so I was really excited to enter a program like that and to enter a program with so much success. I still have a lot to learn. And so I know going into there, you know, there's so much that they can teach me and help me to grow as a player.
She's joining a Southwest Minnesota State program that's consistently been among the more competitive teams in the NSIC and has appeared in the last two NCAA tournaments. A full interview with Smith can be found under this story at RadioOnTheGo.com. Fall camp began Wednesday for the Iowa football team, with 12 starters and two specialists returning from last year's team that finished 8-5. The Hawkeyes expect to field another competitive team.
I can't wait. I mean, we've been preparing for this since, you know, January, and looking forward to football time all year, so very excited.
That's senior defensive end Ethan Herkett, who enters his second year as a starter after leading Iowa with 6.5 sacks last season. The former Cedar Rapids Xavier standout has gone from unheralded recruit to receiving preseason All-Big Ten honors and representing the team at Big Ten Media Days.
I think it's just kind of a testament to Iowa as a program. Like, if you come in there and put, you know, the right foot forward and actually work every day to improve, really anybody can reach, you know, this level. And I think that the coaches do a great job of kind of laying out the path for you that you need to follow, and they keep you on that path. And I've just been kind of trusting the process, so to speak, and, yeah, ended up here.
The Hawkeyes' season opener is against the University of Albany on August 30th. For Radio On The Go Sports, from the Forge Electric Sports Studio, I'm Joshua Hamlin reporting. More can be found at RadioOnTheGo.com.